ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ See how Shastram looks at the problems. Something called Dukkham, pain, or different degrees of pain, sorrow, grief, sadness, despondency, despair, Vedana, no, Vishadaha. So this Dukkham actually, basically, is a state of mind. And this state of mind, for it to occur, for it is possible. When there is the fear. The fear again is another thought. Fear also, in what form does fear obtain? We talk about this phenomenon called fear. In what form does fear obtain? Here just take only the emotions. The fear obtains in the form of a thought. Fear is just a thought. So, similarly, anger is also just a thought. Fear is a thought, anger is a thought. So, jealousy is a thought. Hatred, we talk about the hatred, the dvesha. The hatred is again a thought when you entertain at the sight of some people or some situation. It is not the person really. Hatred is a thought. In what form does hatred obtain? If you ask me, in what form does the nail obtain? You can say this is the form. In what form does hatred obtain? In the form of a thought. So, raga, dvesha, likes and dislikes, the passion, aversion. We talk about the passion and aversion. In what form do they obtain? Form of thoughts. They both cannot coexist. So, this desire, passion, aversion, or likes and dislikes, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, even greed. Greed is what? And a certain degree of desire. No, it's the highest point of degree of desire is which I call greed, lobha. Again, this moha also, what is moha? There is some, I do not know what is real, what is ignorance only. This is or that, delusion. There is no discernment, isn't it? There is also, all these obtain only in the form of thoughts. And what is the thought? Thought is subtlest matter. Subtlest matter. So all these thoughts rise and resolve. And for which something becomes nimittam. For something to rise, there must be some something. Why does it rise? Something must be there. Something is the triggering instrument must be there. What triggers that it surfaces? What triggers it surfaces? So when it doesn't surface, it doesn't rise, we say it is in dormant condition or latent condition. So when these thoughts remain latent and dormant, we call them subconscious. When they do not rise, we call them, they all remain latent, means what? The latent thoughts remaining latent is called subconscious mind. And something has to trigger, becomes instrumental to trigger it, for them to rise. So Shastram says, all these can rise, only if one thing is triggered. One particular thing is triggered. And what is that? That is this smallness centered on I. I am small. I am inadequate. I am insecure. That inadequacy and the smallness centered on I has to be triggered. If the smallness is not triggered, the smallness, inadequacy centered on I is not triggered, there is nothing will rise. Amazing, isn't it? We never think about it. If there is no smallness and inadequacy centered on I is not triggered, then whatever, even if you go and push something, it will not come out. Hatred will not be there at all. Anger cannot come at all. Anger or desire or likes and dislikes, this cannot come if this smallness centered on I is not triggered. Which means there is a sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I. And which is also what now, that smallness centered on I, also is what now, I am small, is a notion, and which is also a thought. Other thoughts only. That thought obtains where again in subconscious. And that is also triggered. One is triggered, everything else becomes triggered. Related becomes, and the situation related emotion is triggered. Jealousy can get triggered. Anger can get triggered, fear can get triggered. What is triggered can be different, all different modified forms of one problem. The sense of smallness and sense of inadequacy is centered on I. And that problem all is what now? Dormant. That's also latent. As long as that fundamental problem is not triggered, we are all so-called Mahatmas. Really speaking, all of us are really good. All of us, you know, very generous, very caring, very, you know, we want really guess want to give. And there's some joy of it being big by giving and sharing, being kind. Again, some sort of a, really. Basically, human nature is everybody wants to be loving. Because that's the nature. Everybody wants to be kind. There is some joy is there. But when is that triggered? How long can it be triggered? If that is not triggered, the problems remain like unnoticed disease. There is no cancer, no? The symptoms we don't even know. Suddenly the person, suddenly they'll say, oh my God, never had any symptoms. The symptoms are there, unnoticed. All these problems remain unnoticed. Therefore, there is this fundamental problem. And that is not triggered, we're all okay. And anything, what is it which triggers that? What can that triggers that? The situations outside definitely will trigger that. Whichever situation, because strong. And how long can that be triggered? That is why this fundamental problem is resolved. We call it a fundamental problem. And we don't need to resolve everything else. This one problem is sorted out, all other thoughts will be resolved for good. They will not rise. If there is no sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity centered on I, then definitely anger, jealousy, hatred, these emotions cannot be triggered at all. I mean the binding emotions cannot be triggered. Sometimes non-binding can be there without any reason. Situational. But these are rising because of the fundamental problem. Which means external situation is not at all the cause for the rising. In our perception, we think the external situations are the cause which contribute for the rising of these emotions. Really speaking, they are not the cause. They are only instrumental. An instrumental situation is mistaken for the responsible situation. It can be person, it can be the result of action, it can be something external. What the external situation is only an instrument which triggers the fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I, which gives rise to the notion I am small, which is dormant, latent in every subconscious mind. So what is that which triggers that subconscious mind? External situation. Any external situation can serve as an instrument, can be instrumental to trigger that only if it is there, isn't it? If it is not there, then nothing can trigger. A situation, external situation or people or behavior, anything, can serve as an instrument to trigger that only if it is there. If it is not there, nothing can be triggered. If one problem cannot be triggered, no other thing can be triggered, whatever is the situation. So externally, situations need not be changed, cannot be changed. External situations need not be changed, cannot be changed. Things, people, behavior, whatever, everything can be as they are. And they're all within the realm of an order. We have to understand this factor called order. Everything is equally powerful, equally significant. Because everything which enjoys existence is within the realm of an order. If you are able to sit there, I am able to sit here. Because everything exists in its own, everything has its own place in the realm of an order, in the realm of an order. So how long can that fundamental problem be triggered? If that is not triggered, nothing else can be triggered. That is why we call that a fundamental problem. If people ask, why do you say the sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I is the fundamental problem? We call it a fundamental problem because only if that rises, that can be triggered, then anything else can be triggered. If that is not there, other things cannot be raised, triggered. Ekasmin nashte sarvasya nashaha kundodu kailasam. If one is resolved, everything else will be resolved for good. We need not separately one by one. Let me send Vedikama first, then Binaji second, then you third. No. First anger let me send. Practice meditation to get out of anger. Then let me send jealousy. Then hatred. One by one let me send them out of my mind. If one by one business will never happen. They will go together. They come together, stay together, all quite related, close knit, all noodles, okay? Interconnected noodles, packet of noodles. They will remain together only, cannot separate, very, very close, attached to each other. But sometimes one plays a prominent role, one becomes a boss. So that becomes, sometimes only jealousy will be very important, sort of anger will be there. When one becomes very manifest, the rest all will be there, hiding behind. Always together. All of them. And all of them together will disappear if one problem is sorted out. That is why this sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, centered on I is called a fundamental problem. And that is also there, that also rises in the form of a thought. So all thoughts. And it also remains dormant in subconscious. So any external situation can trigger it. When that is triggered, then only all different emotions come in keeping with the situation. All of them do not come together. If all of them come together, then you are all Maharakshasas, okay? Only one comes, a small Rakshasas. Anger alone can be there. Jealousy alone can be there. Hatred alone can be there. Fear alone can be there. So all of them are there when there is this problem. And this fundamental problem, how long can it be triggered? How powerful it is? And that will be there as long as Ajnanam is there. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of the very truth. Ignorance of the truth means what? Truth of ignorance is the truth of everything, is the truth of ignorance also. The truth of the body, mind is complex, truth of any object, truth of every wave is water. In the same way, truth of everything is what? There is only one truth, one reality. And that reality is the truth of the very ignorance also. Something called ignorance is there. Ignorance of the world, ignorance of anything in the world, and ignorance of the very self is there. And this ignorance of the ignorance also is there. So as long as Ajnanam is there, so long there will be the result of Ajnanam, consequence of Ajnanam, in the form of erroneous perception. There is perception, but there is no error-free perception, because there is Ajnanam. Perception is there, ignorance also is there. Then perception will be definitely erroneous perception. Once error in the perception is there, naturally there will be mixing up. Definitely one will be mistaken for the other. So then also the dharmas also will be mistaken for the mixed up. So adhyaropa, the superimposition of limitations of the body maintenance complex upon the self, is called adhyaropa. That is there because of the adhyasa. And adhyasa is what? Because of the ajnanam. Now what is this ajnanam? So ignorance has to be resolved. When will it resolve? In the wake of the knowledge, ignorance is resolved. Did you understand the truth of I? What I am, what I is, what this is, what that is, what this whole world is. What I is, what this is, what this world is. In knowing what happens, ignorance will be resolved. So here the question comes, what about the ignorance? The truth of I, truth of this world, truth of I, the truth of this is the truth of ignorance also. Because ignorance also is a phenomenon existing here. You can't say ignorance is non-existent. Is ignorance existent or non-existent? If it is non-existent, why should we bother about resolving it? It is not there, isn't it? Ignorance is not non-existent. It is not tuccham. Is ajnanam tuccham? No, ajnanam is not tuccham. Is ajnanam satyam? Is it real? No, it's not absolutely real. Why? It will disappear after the knowledge. It is there as long as ajnanam is there. Once in the jnanam, ignorance will disappear. Therefore, it is not satyam. It is not tuccham. What is it? Mithya. Why it is mithya? Ignorance also, being existent, it is dependent. and one who is ignorant. There can't be ignorance by itself, isn't it? And we say, the ignorance, the truth of the this and the truth of I is the truth of ignorance. Therefore, ignorance also cannot be destroyed. You can only resolve the ignorance. That is what I wanted to say today. Why ignorance cannot be destroyed? Which means our understanding of the meaning of the word destruction should be very different. We really see, like a physicist, nothing can be destroyed, including ignorance. Ignorance is there. Because it is there, the truth of anything existent is one and the same truth. The truth of ignorance also is what? The same again. In the wake of the knowledge, to know truth of the ignorance, truth of the jagat, is known as what? Truth of the I. And understand the truth of the I, there ignorance also will be resolved. In fact, when the knowledge is pure, the pure knowledge, there is no manifestation. When the power of knowledge, which remains inseparable, is called avidya ajnanam. Power of knowledge, inseparable from knowledge, when it is unmanifest, it is called ignorance. Unmanifest power of knowledge, unmanifest power of consciousness is called ignorance. The power of knowledge manifest is called knowledge. The reality is pure knowledge. The power of knowledge unmanifest is ignorance. The power of knowledge manifest is knowledge. And the power of knowledge manifest is called Ishvara. The power of knowledge unmanifest is called Maya. Power of knowledge unmanifest is known by the term Maya. And the same Maya is given another name. Word is what? Avidya. And the same power of knowledge manifest is Ishvara, the universe. So Maya manifest is universe. Universe resolved is Maya. Maya is another word for avidya, ignorance, which is nothing but power of knowledge. And when is this power of knowledge totally resolved? Only, that's why human being is so exalted, only in human manifestation, only in human being, in the human mind, when there is power of knowledge is manifest in terms of the knowledge of the very self, in terms of I am. The power of knowledge is manifest in different levels. There is also unmanifest also. Suppose in the power of knowledge is unmanifest, knowledge is. But power of knowledge is unmanifest, we call it a jadam. Shiva nen irukkirathu, that's called Shiva. Power of knowledge is not manifest. Is what now? The power knowledge is, power of knowledge also is there inseparably with the knowledge, as knowledge. Power of knowledge remains as pure knowledge, inseparably, without manifestation. Then you call it what? Inert, jada prapancha. You call the jadam is what? pure knowledge. Jadam is pure knowledge. What do you call jadam? It's all jadam. This is jadam, this is jadam, this is jadam. It's all jadam. Consciousness is here or not? Very much there. Consciousness is, power of consciousness is, but it, power of consciousness remains as pure consciousness. There is no manifestation. Therefore it is jadam. It's a non-manifestation of knowledge. Power of knowledge is not manifest. Then power of knowledge is manifest in different levels. In amoeba, there is manifestation of knowledge. In paramecium, manifestation of knowledge. In insect, manifestation of knowledge. Mosquito, there's manifestation, little higher level of manifestation. Swamiji says, come and sits at the back and bites you. They escape the pat. So in a worm, in a crawling worms, in butterflies, in birds, jnanam, levels of jnanam, manifestation, level of manifestation, source of manifestation is one, levels of manifestation differ. It comes to huge living beings, elephants, donkeys, horses and cows, lions or tigers, and include all the mammals. And take include our own physical body in the mammal group. And in here it's a big machine. Every system is a big machine. Why? There are so many instruments, so many organs and so many functions. And because of which there's something called life possible. And in each, within the physical system also, the level of manifestation of knowledge in the body, the same level of manifestation in the body of an animal, any other animal. That's why we had to call ourselves animals, okay? Why do we call a human being an animal? Even though human being is exalted, a human being is also animal in another way of looking at it. Why a human being is an animal? Because the level of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the physical system is the same. Donkey's kidneys, elephant's kidneys, our kidneys, monkey's kidneys, okay, they may be, the positions are different. The heart and the lung or the whatever is there, now all the organs, they function, there's order involved, the order is backed by the knowledge. But without being instructed by me, they're all functioning. All these functions are happening because there is an order involved, and that order is backed by knowledge. And that knowledge I do not see through my physical eyes, but still I can understand the knowledge is there backing the order involved in all the functions of all the organs which constitute the physical system. And that knowledge is also what? Level of manifestation of consciousness, the power of consciousness. Level, there is a different levels of manifestations of the only power of only reality, consciousness. And the same consciousness, the power of consciousness, is manifest a higher level where only in human being, mind. Here also power of knowledge is manifest in the physical body also. All over the body there is consciousness. There is nothing which is not filled with consciousness in and through. I use two words, consciousness or knowledge. Jnanam, sarvam jnanam, jnanam, jnanam. Recognizability is only where there is manifestation. Here jnanam is shuddham, jnanam is here in the form of the very table. But the power of knowledge is not manifest. Therefore it is jadam. Because why there is no manifestation? Because for manifesting it needs relevant upadhi. And in physical body also there's manifestation of the power of knowledge. That power of knowledge manifest here is a different level because upadhi is all different. And it comes to the mind, human mind. In the heart also there's a power of manifestation of knowledge. And you can see the knowledge being manifest in your physical heart as the knowledge backing the order involved in the function of circulation. It goes one step further, not even the physical, imperceptible mind. Even the physiological functions which are imperceptible, there is order involved. What physically you cannot see at all. See, expansion and contraction of lungs you can see. Heart you can see. But still how the circulation happens that you cannot see. There were the functions. Again much subtler. Much subtler. Again you see all these powers, hearing power, seeing power, obtaining in these powers, all there's a function. So wherever there's a function, everywhere jnanam, 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 jnanam. The whole system is knowledge. Ishvara. Your own whole system is Ishvara here. Because everywhere there's a manifestation of knowledge. Go to mind. In the mind, in the function of mentation, the mind also functions. No? The constantly thoughts keep rising and existing and resolving. Thoughts keep, emotions keep rising and resolving. The experiences change. The deep sleep state changes. The dream comes. The dream changes. The waking comes. This also what? No, there is an order involved again. The function of mentation is an order involved. And that order all is backed by what? Same knowledge. Again, is a power of the knowledge manifest. Everywhere there is a power of knowledge manifest. Everywhere you can only understand the power of knowledge being manifest. You cannot see through your physical eyes. Then, what is the highest level of manifestation of the power of knowledge? The highest form of manifestation of the power of knowledge is in terms of what now? In terms of the knowledge I am. Power of knowledge unmanifest is Maya. The power of knowledge manifest is Jagat. When you called what? The power of knowledge is unmanifest as Maya, you call Ishvara. The power of knowledge manifest is Vishnu. Both are Ishvara. Different names, functional names. Vishnu, Shivaha. Shiva, Vishnu. Vishnu, Shiva. Shiva, Vishnu. Power of knowledge manifest, Vishnu. Power of knowledge resolves, becomes unmanifest, Shiva. Power of knowledge manifest, Vishnu. Power of knowledge unmanifest, Shiva. And what is the highest form of manifestation? Only in human mind. It is this human mind which makes the human being exalted. Physical level, the level of manifestation of knowledge is the same as the knowledge back in the order involved in the functions. But in the mind, again, the knowledge I am, the self-consciousness, knowledge of the power of knowledge manifest as the knowledge of the very existence of the self. I am is the highest form of manifestation. You know why? There cannot be a higher manifestation than the knowledge I am. The highest form of manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am. There cannot be the manifestation of knowledge higher than the knowledge I am. Any knowledge of anything and the self is what? Manifestation of the power of knowledge. And this knowledge becomes complete when I am Brahma Asmi. When you understand the source of knowledge. What is the source of knowledge? This knowledge, the power of knowledge, manifest is the knowledge, backing the odd involved in the functions. So where does this power of knowledge, which is manifest as knowledge, isn't it? The power of manifest is called a knowledge. That is the source of knowledge. Where does this power obtain? Which alone manifest as I? And that is what Shastram tells you, the secret. Don't go and search anywhere. It is source of this knowledge backing the order involved in all the functions. You can, is available for recognition as pure knowledge only in your own mind as the very truth of the I. Why? I is the highest form of manifestation of the power of knowledge. And this knowledge is what I am. In Sanskritam, we call this Asmi. Asmi means am. Am is what? Knowledge of the existence of the very self. And this knowledge of existence of self also is what? It's pure knowledge or manifest knowledge? Manifest knowledge. The knowledge I am, I am, is also manifestation of the power of knowledge. Any knowledge is the manifestation of power of knowledge. Power of knowledge unmanifest is ignorance. Power of knowledge manifest is knowledge. I repeat the sentence. Power of knowledge, power of consciousness manifest is knowledge. Power of knowledge, power of consciousness unmanifest is ignorance. Therefore, there is no power independent of the knowledge. The word power is knowledge. Ignorance is knowledge. Knowledge is not ignorance. When you resolve the ignorance in knowledge, there is only knowledge. There is no ignorance at all. Is it clear? There is no wave at all. There is only water. There is no ocean. There is only water. In the same way, the power of knowledge, unmanifest is ignorance. When you resolve the power in the reality, is there ajnanam? There's only jnanam. That is why when you look at everything manifest is what? Power of knowledge. Unmanifest is what? Ardhanarishvara. Isn't it? Inseparably it's there. It's one with Shiva. Lingam. And manifest is what? All Devi, only whole Jagat is the power of knowledge, reality, manifest is the Devi. And what is the highest form of manifestation of the knowledge? Power of knowledge. The knowledge I am. For Devi, one of the names of Devi is what? Asmita. Asmita means Asmita, Asmi iti jnanam is called Asmita. Asmita yei namaha. There is no Devi, there is no Shiva other than reality. What I am saying, there is only reality. Of course, I don't want to say there is not there. We say very much there. It's the two ways of seeing it. We are very much there. Everything is Devi. If you sleep, Shiva. Wake up, Devi. Sleep, Shiva. Wake up, Devi. Sleep, Shiva. Wake up, Devi. When there is Devi, see, when there is Devi, there is Shiva. When there is Shiva, there is Devi. Inseparable. When Devi is known, the Shiva is very much there. Without Shiva, Devi cannot exist. But without Devi, Shiva cannot wake up, okay? And when sleep, Shiva. Wake up, Devi. In sleep, when Shiva is, where is Devi? Inseparable. Power of knowledge remains as pure knowledge. The power of knowledge manifest shines, then Devi. Devi means what? She who shines. And manifest, power of knowledge is not manifest, non-recognizable. Shiva is also non-recognizable. The power is manifest, Shiva is recognizable. The power is resolved, Shiva is non-recognizable. So recognizability of Shiva is dependent on the manifestation of Devi, the power. That is why in our culture, man can shine only with the woman, Mr. Without woman, he goes. In fact, for existence, Devi is dependent on Shiva. But Shiva, without Devi, will be non-recognizable. As good as non-existent. No, what I want to say, I want to, on this particular aspect, I wanted to highlight it. Really, I wanted to make it very clear, because how can we say there's only jnanam? Only jnanam. There's no, how will you account for the ajnanam? Now, that is why we say there is no such a thing called matter other than knowledge. Matter is consciousness. Matter is consciousness. Shakti. The is Shivam. Even though Shiva is distinct from Shakti, the power is consciousness. Matter is consciousness. But consciousness is not the power, not the matter. So there's no such thing called inertness at all. Understand, there's no such thing called inertness, only jnanam. Inertness is what? Jnanam. Ignorance is what? Knowledge. Therefore, there's no ignorance, there's no inertness, there's only knowledge. And to see this, your mind must be subtlest mind. To see only knowledge. Understand? And this is the area physicists have not yet penetrated. They're still struggling to enter there. With all their amazing brains, which is also Ishvara again. The appreciation of Ishvara. Only Satyam, Sarvam, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. This food for thought, okay? Om.